Next speaker, Simon is, here he comes, he's headed this way. Simon Mayer is going to kind of help us, as business lawyers. Trademark is kind of interesting and fun, but I think this next topic is probably more important to us because it's going to happen to all of our clients. They're going to get in financial trouble. And Simon, who has a philosophy undergrad, it'd be interesting to know how you got from that to bankruptcy, practices in the bankruptcy area, and has been named as a super lawyer, rising star, a noted expert on bankruptcy. And he's going to kind of help us today just to have, an overview of bankruptcy and things for us to think about as business lawyers, maybe as we hit some financial rough spots. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you. Thank you. Simon Mayer from LockLord. I'm at the Houston office. I've been practicing bankruptcy now since 2007. It's pretty much my entire practice. Today's discussion isn't to make you bankruptcy lawyers. It's basically to give you some background, give you an understanding, because a lot of times what we see is when businesses get into financial distress, the first people they turn to are either their general business counsel or to their CPAs. So, you know, we make it an effort to go out and educate, you know, general counsel and the CPAs that if their clients are experiencing financial distress, bankruptcy is an option. It's not the only option, but it is an option, and it's something that should definitely be considered. Also, as with the prior speaker, if you have questions, please feel free to interrupt me. This goes a lot easier than me just up here lecturing. If somebody has questions, they can stop and we'll take up the question. Also, the bankruptcy bar is very overuses its bankruptcy jargon and statute references. So if there's something that I throw in there that you have a question about, please stop me and I'll clarify. Where's the switcher? Thank you. All right, so bankruptcy essentially has a number of benefits. It provides or can provide a fresh start. In certain circumstances, it can provide an ability to efficiently and effectively liquidate a company's assets. The automatic stay provides a shield for your clients against creditors, and it can provide the credit. It can provide the debtor company with a breathing spell so that, you know, they can sit back, reorganize, and emerge, hopefully with their liabilities reduced. What we're going to cover today is just some primary drivers, the benefits and different types of bankruptcy. We'll briefly touch on alternatives to bankruptcy, as it's not the only consideration out there. And then finally, issues for counsel. When one of your clients is getting ready to file bankruptcy, there are things that business counsel should be considering as that bankruptcy may affect them and their relationship with their client. Bankruptcy is a complicated process. Even a Chapter 7 liquidation is complicated and fraught with peril. So while some of those may seem easy, we would recommend that if you ultimately decide to recommend to your client that they explore bankruptcy, that they hire a bankruptcy counsel. There's a lot of situations where a company has filed bankruptcy without proper planning, and either the company or the company's owners find themselves in a worse position on the back end after the bankruptcy is filed. So probably the key situation to determining if the company is going to be able to emerge from bankruptcy successfully is how quickly they recognize the financial peril they're in and whether they can determine, you know, what has caused that issue and then try and identify and implement a solution to help them recover. And the earlier they can do that, the better. So this slide is just to give some quotes on bankruptcy, but really I put it up here just to discuss kind of the trends we're seeing right now. Prior to COVID, the country was going, there were about 450,000 bankruptcies per year. When COVID hit, contrary to everybody's expectations, that number actually plunged. It was reduced by more than half. But the reason that most of us think that's the case is because of all of the PPP loans and the other government programs that were set up to help businesses and individuals through COVID. Now that those PPP loans and other mechanisms are expiring, we're starting to see bankruptcies creep back up.